Wasn't quite sure what to expect tonight. Probably the last thing I expected was to come away disappointed that we didn't actually get a better result, because until we started chasing the game, we had much more chances and better ones. And it just goes to show, a couple of moments of quality from Steven Gerrard, and that did for us. A shame.
It's a shame. It's great that you're disappointed, as you say. And you know, this is a really big night. Yet another, is it another sort of staging point for the story of Wimbledon, the new story of Wimbledon?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of putting it. You know, we've gone from development to development, from starting out to our first game, to our first promotion, to getting the Football League, and now our first game, competitive game against a senior Premier League team, and we matched them for most of the game. So, masses to be proud of, and another box ticked, you might say, on the way back to our new stadium.
And I suppose that will all help when it comes to the exposure and the story and what this means and where Wimbledon have come from, what they've had to endure, and where you want to go. But it just helps sort of, I suppose, get a more national focus on what you're trying to achieve and why you're trying to achieve it, Eric.
Absolutely. We are trying to achieve a sustainable football club that doesn't have a rich owner, which we've done. We've demonstrated we can do that. The next stage is to hopefully move to a new stadium, which we're working very hard on and looking for lots of support with. And once we've got that, we should be able to push forward perhaps into higher leagues. So it all coming together very nicely. It's just slight disappointment at tonight's result.
Yeah, absolutely. But you must be so proud of the players and the coaching staff.
Massively proud of everybody associated with this club. If you look at the number of people who volunteered tonight and missed chunks of this wonderful game in order to be part of the club. For me, in the end, that's I know it sounds a cliche, quite trite, but that's a fantastic result too. What a wonderful sort of community together club we've got, and something different and something special. Really proud of that.
And a real challenge to host a game like this is a real challenge for everyone concerned, from Chris Slavin, the, you know, your press officer, has to deal with a lot more press requests, to you know, your backroom staff, your office staff, your ticketing staff, everyone that has to deal with those sort of issues. It's, you know, it's a big challenge, and you've come through with flying colours.
And with no incidents. I mean, there's a lot of naysayers about our new stadium who say, you know, that football, but they're stuck in the 80s talking about how football fans behave. And what we've seen tonight is how the very best of football fans, in magnificent voice, making a hell of a racket and showing what a community club can do. For me, that's a serious step towards our new stadium.
I would imagine, because winning hearts and minds, we've said this before, Eric, winning hearts and minds of those who may just be making the decision, that's actually a key element of getting everything through and pushed through properly.
Certainly is.
Eric, a delight to talk to you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Enjoy